Welcome to Lanyap, a program about issues, events, and people. And I'm joined today by the Monroe Symphony League's Jorinda Stone. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Glad you're with us today on Lanyap. And the Symphony League is ready to have its book
sale again.
It's that time of the year.
I am here to invite you and all your listeners to our spring book sale. We start this weekend on Saturday and Sunday, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 1 to 5. And for those who have not been, believe me, it's not what you think. We're located on 320 North 4th. That's between Louisville and the railroad track. We have two big buildings full of books. Now listen, organized.
Organized books.
You do not have to dig through boxes to find your book. They are organized by category, by author, by subject matter. We have a children's section, a cookbook section, a mystery section, nonfiction, on and on and on. And in addition, we have media, which includes LPs, CDs, 45s, and actual sheet music, hymnals, and whatever. So we have lots of goodies for you to come and look at.
Well, it sounds like a cool thing to go do and look for books. I'm really bad about buying books and then never, ever reading them. I buy them because I'm like, that would look great on a coffee table, or that would look good on my cabinet.
We have that kind of book. The decorators come and buy books by the inch. We've got the books for you to decorate with, and they're so reasonable, even if you don't read them, you have a beautiful something on your shelf.
So the Monroe Symphony League book sale will be going on this weekend and next weekend.
And following on Friday and Saturday, two full days, the second weekend, that's March the 10th and 11th from 9 to 5. So you have 4 days to come buy books, and help us support good music in the community.
Well, let's talk about that. So the Symphony League, you folks help out the symphony.
You got it, but that's not all. We are a major contributor to the symphony's general fund, but we also help underwrite the Sound Safari, which is done in the spring for the elementary schools where they come in, experience a symphony. We also sponsor the Emerging Young Artists Competition, named after Marjorie Strickland. And this is where college age and younger come compete for cash prizes and an opportunity to perform with our symphony. And we're also very proud that we sponsor KEDM. And we have a new project, the New Music on the Bayou. So all these things we think, and that's part of our bylaws, good music for the community.
Well, one of those things that you mentioned, I really like the Sound Safari series. I'm a musician. I think you've got to get to these kids when they're young to get them hooked on this type of music so that they enjoy it the rest of their lives. And I think that's a really important series that you guys do with the kids.
It is a lovely series. They bring them to the campus, which is an experience in itself. They hear good music in an entertaining manner, and then it's followed by what they call a petting zoo, where they go in and actually hands-on with instruments, and the music students help them with that. So it's a music major. So it's a wonderful experience and a good day.
Now, in addition to all the organized books, and you got books on just about anything down there, you never know what you're going to find because there's always new books rolling through and people
We work every Wednesday organizing the books and receiving books. And don't let me forget to say that. Thanks to our community is why we have these wonderful books. And I swear, people look like they give us books that have never been opened. So we have lots of fine books. For example, a $30 or $40 fiction would sell for $3. So one-tenth the price. A tremendous number, thousands of paperbacks. Get a box, fill it up for $5, $10. You have several months of reading, according to how much you read. And no one wants to be without a paperback if you travel, wait in a doctor's office, or whatever.
And you guys also dabble in art prints from time to time other things.
We do. And let me not fail to mention, we have a second building, and it's called the Warehouse Annex. And in there, we have a tremendous amount of good current magazines textbooks, reference material. If you love maps and you want a wallpaper wall, we've got the maps for you to do it. But we also have miscellaneous stuff that comes in when people are cleaning out their books. Last year, we had over 400 crossword puzzles. So lots of different things that you can find in the index.
So
annex, excuse me.
So books, CDs, sheet music, just about anything an artsy type person might need.
Children's books, romance, war novels, and let us not forget nonfiction. I know there's a whole cadre of people that will only read nonfiction. We have Militaria, we have self-help, and of course the cookbooks, they stand three deep on the first day. People say, well, you don't use cookbooks, you have the internet, but they're apparently very collectible, and I do see local chefs in there buying the fine, beautiful cookbooks.
Well, the internet doesn't always have the recipe you need.
That's right. That's right.
I've tried that. I bought one of those little devices that you talk to, and I asked it the other day what to do with meat and rice, and it didn't know. So I would have needed a cookbook.
One thing that I forgot to say, weather permitting, we also have a super-duper outside sale where you can buy boxes of books. You can buy 12 issues of Martha or Simple for a very reasonable charge, and there's even a table of 10-cent hardbacks.
Jorinda, where do folks go to find out more about the Monroe Symphony League book sale?
You can call 410-1002. You can look us up on Facebook, and we'd love for you to come see us on North 4th Street.
And that's just sort of catty corner to the New Star building on 4th Street.
That is correct.
That's Jorinda Stone with the Monroe Symphony League. Don't forget the book sale coming up this weekend and next weekend. Also, you can donate your books every Wednesday.
Next time on The People's Pharmacy, we'll bring you up to date on the health stories behind the headlines.
Get the latest information on drug disasters or therapeutic advances.
Our lines are open for your questions about prescription drugs, nutritional supplements, herbs, and home remedies.
Tune in for the health news that matters to you on the next People's Pharmacy.
Saturday morning at 6 and Sunday at 3 here on KEDM Monroe.
In today's economic climate, there is only one sure bet. The world is changing, and at lightning speed. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As the day's events unfold, join us for the very latest, later on Marketplace, from American Public Media.
Join us this afternoon at 5:30 here on 90.3 KEDM Monroe, listener-supported public radio.